بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we discuss from the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. المنتقم. انتقم ينتقم means to take revenge. Referring to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Muntaqim is that being who takes retribution. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given some commandments, prohibitions. When we overstep the mark and we transgress in the negative, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take us to task for whatever we have done wrong. So that is Al-Muntaqim. Al-Mu'aqibu lil-Usat, that being who will take to task the transgressors, the sinners, those are disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna min al-mujrimina muntaqimun. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says we will take to task those that are disobedient, those that are mujrim. This name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you look into history, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested this quality in the different tyrants of the time. Fir'aun, who claimed to be ana rabbukum al-a'la, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him to task, it was in a manner that became a lesson for the people to come till the day of qiyamah. That till today, if a person goes to Egypt, there is a lesson in even that corpse and that body of Fir'aun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved as a lesson for us. Namrud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had killed him in such a amazing manner that it just took one mosquito to kill the tyrant of the time. Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sunk him into the ground and that was his destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroying someone does not mean that the sky is going to be raining pebbles and boulders, like in the time of Abraha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system nowadays and his army were junooda lam tarawha. The armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't see it in such subtle manners that at times we fail to realize that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One alim who has written one kitab on the explanation of the 99 names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives two examples that are taken place in India. So he says one incident was that there was a doctor who was very indifferent because of his expertise in his field. He was a brain doctor, so he was brainy. And everything had to be done by the book. If you want an appointment, then there's a long waiting list. We all know about it. And then when you get the list also, then sometimes the sickness is worse after the bill. So anyway, his son was on the way to the hospital. There was a parcel in the father's car to pick up. So the son was en route to hospital. Once straight away there was an accident. The son was involved, severely injured. So the ambulance from the hospital recognized the car. They take him directly to that hospital. They take him there. So then they phone the doctor's room and they say there's a patient that's immediate surgery required. So he says, who's the person that has signed for the account? So he says, there's no signature as yet. We're still trying to identify the person and his relatives. He says, okay, when you get everything in order, then give me a call, I'll be on my way. So they phone him and say, doc, it's urgent. The other surgeons and assistants are here waiting. Can you please come? So he says, who's standing for guarantee? Is there anyone? So he says, okay, we in that process, but come quickly, doc. Third call they gave him and they say, it's urgent, it's a matter of life and death. So he rushes and he goes. By the time he's there and they try to even keep him alive, it was his death. Only to realize that that was his son. Only to realize that that was his son. The other incident that had taken place, he says, in his village. Especially now we're talking about people that, you know, coming from a gaon, we will say, from really a village. We had seen when we were in Bangladesh, then those people who are going to work in the Arab countries, and they're doing, you know, simple work in the Arab countries and they're getting paid even a pittance and something so little, but whatever the case be, when that person is leaving his hometown, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, wherever he is leaving and he is going to these Arab countries, it meant a whole saving from the parents, from everyone. They buy for him new shoes, a new bag, he's holding a trolley bag and he's, you know, he's going to the airport and he's there and everyone's there to see him off. So there was one, he says, in our village, one youngster, very intelligent. So the parents, they really saved up money, they raked up from some friends also, and they sent him to England to study. So this boy went to England, he studied and he was like second to none, very intelligent, brilliant. Because of lack of funds, insufficient money, he couldn't come home, he never had the luxury of visiting his parents too often, nor did they have the chance even to visit him. But they knew and they were in contact with each other. But he saw when he was qualifying, then his lecturers had suggested his name to many of the hospitals and to many of the universities. So he had a lot of opportunities and options. He had to decide what he's doing. So he was given a very top position and post. He had accepted it. And the return ticket was booked from the company for him to come directly to the university and whatever else have you. So he came, he got the job, everything was secure. And now he's a very, you know, he's like the dean, or you would say he's in a very high position in this university. So his parents were informed, he didn't inform them. He was feeling shy. I'm such an important person, we are going to go to the village. And now people must see where I stay. I mean, you know, it's not going to be a good indication of my standing and position. So he was feeling ashamed of going home. So he went direct to university, information, everything went after a few months that there is a certain person. Oh, that's my son. Oh, he's got this position. We don't even know. We lost contact. We don't know what happened. So the parents say, okay, Kenny, whatever happened, let's go visit him. So they come to the university and they find out, they say, no, that's his house. Huge house. So he knocks on the door, camera system, so they saw who, he saw who it was. So he sent the slave, he says, you know, there's some old people over there, put them into the guest room, take care of them, whatever needs they have. Mother and father, for 3 days, he never see them. They know they're in the son's house. He's feeling ashamed. People ask him, who is that? He says, no, some people from the village. Now I'm looking after them. We have to do welfare work also. So looking after them. They were very embarrassed on the situation. Couldn't believe their son. They packed up and they came way home. What was in their heart? Maulana says, I don't know. Whatever was in their heart, only Allah knows. Whether it was a bad dua or whatever it was. He says it was only a matter of a few years. The parents were still alive. And this person who is now the top professor in a university falls ill. He's taken to hospital, diagnosing, couldn't find anything. They say, we don't know. Eventually they come and they try an alternate treatment. Comes to the homeopath. Homeopath, he says, see here, this sickness of yours, the remedy is this certain medication and dawa. So he says, okay, where do I get it? He says, this place. He says, what? The name of the place was his village. He says, address. They gave him the address. The person who is making the medication is the neighbor and the best friend of his father. He says, contact so and so. He's got a very good relationship with this man who is making that dawa. He can give it to you without an appointment also. He'll make it for you. He's thinking, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Didn't want to go to the village and meet his father. Father came, didn't want to make salam. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a sickness, he had to go and ask his father because he was the only contact for his life to get that medication. Inna Allah azizun dhuntiqam. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may be very so subtle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq sometimes that we catch it, we realize, Ya Allah, there's something wrong in my life, I need to make amends, I need to ask for forgiveness, change the direction of myself, and things will be smooth sailing again. You can't understand at times why everything is going off. Just look into our lives and see who am I oppressing, whose rights am I not fulfilling, whose dues am I withholding, and I'm not paying him, and I'm underpaying, or whatever the case be, or whose curses and lanat have I earned. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in his tafsir kitab, explains an incident. And he says that there was a person who had a donkey in Damascus. With his donkey, used to give people rides from point A to point B, and they would pay him like a taxi. Person in Damascus stopped him. He says, I want to go to place, this certain place. He says, no problem, this is the price. So the owner of the donkey, he didn't know the directions to that place. So he said, do you know you? He says, no, I'm very familiar with the road. Took him on an unknown road and route. As they're traveling, the owner of the donkey is saying, listen, I don't know this road. I'm not too familiar. Let's take the normal route. He says, no. Just now, we're going to be there just now. He says, okay, let's carry on. So they carry on. They're going on the journey. As they come to a valley, one of the donkeys says, hey, something is not right. He says, listen, bhai, we just have to go to the normal route. Before he could even say Jack Robinson, this person was off the donkey with his sword, ready to kill him. He says, wait, hold on. Take the donkey and the belongings and all my money, but leave me alone. So he says, no, I want to kill you. He says, okay, but before that, 2 rakats. Give me an opportunity, only 2 rakats salah I want to perform. He says, no problem, these are 2 rakats. So can I help you? So the person started his 2 rakats. He says, my pasina was coming out. That person is waiting to kill me. I told him 2 rakats I want to perform salah. And I forgot what to read in my salah. But the only ayah that was flashing in me, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who responds to the person in dire straits, muddtar, who's in a corner. Allah subhanahu says, I will respond to you and I'll remove your difficulties. He started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, the moment I made my second salam and this person was advancing towards me, an unknown horseman came and he severed his head and cut his head out of his body. So I got shocked now. Hey, hold on. There was one problem. Now who's this? So I asked him, who are you? So he says, I am the servant of that being who when called upon never fails to respond. I've come to your assistance. Now this is something we need to have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his system. In English they say it differently, but as Muslims we will say that the mill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grinds slowly, yet exceedingly fine. It's going to be a matter of time. Always remember, we always tell the students in the madrasa, we tell them, remember T, three T's. Time tells the truth. Whenever you've got an issue, just hold on. Turn to Allah. If you're on the truth and you know you're right, you're not in the negative, you haven't erred, you're not withholding anyone's dues and rights, be patient. It's a matter of time and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prove you to be the true person. And how often doesn't it happen? You just have to, you know, you just have to weather that storm. You just have to wait it out and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that results. So have yaqeen in Allah. This name Al-Muntaqim. Ulama explain and say that this name, one person in the life of Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, whatever the case be, he never initiated the case. There was a case against him. So he went to Mawlana, he says, Hazrat, there's a case. So Hazrat says, hey, before I give you advice, I need to know, speak the truth. So he says, no problem. He spoke the truth and he told Mawlana exactly what happened. So Mawlana said, I'll make dua for you also. And then one thing he said, Mawlana told me, read this name Al-Muntaqim a lot. Read this name Al-Muntaqim a lot. He says, I don't know how I won the case. I don't know how I won that case. I mean, I never had a top lawyer. The other man, he couldn't afford his lawyer. And how, you know, without, I just couldn't believe myself. But anyway, that is the name Al-Muntaqim. They say, if a person is on the truth, there's a case against you, and you haven't wronged anyone, and you recite this Al-Muntaqim for three Fridays consecutively, the results will come, inshallah. But the secret to all of this is yaqeen. The secret to all of this here is having yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, the ability. And we, the lesson for us, Al-Muntaqim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the revenge on behalf of His servants. And we don't know. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared His friendship for every believer. I am the wali. Today we worried, we scared of troubling the wali and the friend of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but I am already the friend of every believer. If you trouble him, I am coming to his assistance. And most specifically, one is the general believer. You'll never know whose dua is going to touch the arsh and the skies, and the results will come very quickly. So, meaning be careful of ever trampling on the rights of any person in society. No one at all. Person absolutely rich. Very, very rich. I mean, son just came out of school. Father bought him that time it was a GTI and gave him everything, and he was, you know, he was having a good life. Like he was looking like pretty in life. Father bought for him things, did everything. The father after that started crying. He's crying. He said, Mawlana, he went to one of the senior ulama, he says, I did everything for my son. I started a business for him, I gave him this and I bought this car, he's got a GTI and he's got it all. But now he is addicted. Mawlana says, hey, I mean, you do so much of good work and you build this masjid and you're supporting that madrasa and you're doing this, etc. Listen, go into your life, go and see properly and come back to me. I'm telling you, we're going to find it. But you have to come back with the truth for me. So he comes back and Mawlana is saying, can you believe the man is telling me? Mawlana, I didn't realize. I was withholding the funds of just a mere 20,000 rand from one lady. We bought a small piece of a property, we bought in the rural area. So we settled on a certain amount. 20,000 was still outstanding. I am pulling her for the last 2 years. I've been pulling her. But anyway, I built on her and I built for her and I built masjids and I did a lot of things. Mona says, hey, that's the problem. Sort it out quickly. You'll see how everything, your son will come back to normal. Just sort that out quickly. You earn someone's curses over here. You're doing a lot of khair. But the results can't come. There's a barrier. That's what's stopping that good from coming. Because you earned the lana and the curse. Al-Muntaqim, Allah is taking the revenge. That's Allah's banda, that He is going to take the revenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the... So one is the general believers. And in specific, Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man aada li waliyan, faqad aadantuhu bilharb. You trouble my friend. I am fighting the war with you. Forget about him. I'm in front of him fighting that war. So be careful of ever troubling any of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhid da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.